Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So the FBI runs search warrants on the former president's home at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. And obviously there will be huge ramifications for same. A lot of questions being asked, not a lot of answers being provided. Public sentiment and public response to this is going to be very telling as we work our way towards the midterms. And here to talk to us about that is Dr. Joshua Stockley, University of Louisiana at Monroe, political science professor. Dr. Stockley, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
Obviously, last night was an unprecedented series of events, not one that I can remember ever happening to a former president. What do you think the fallout may potentially be as a result thereof?
Hey, that's a good question. I immediately turn to those who tend to be most loyal to the former president. These are a very dedicated group of partisans. So I would expect that your more conservative, your very right-wing Republicans will use this as a political counterattack to Democrats and the Biden administration. They'll accuse the Biden administration of playing politics, of the Department of Justice of being controlled by partisan politics. And this is yet another series of witch hunts against the former president. And it could motivate, galvanize not only the former president, but many of his backed candidates during the midterm elections.
Yeah, and very little response from Democrats other than Nancy Pelosi coming out and saying no one's above the law.
Yeah, it is a very tricky thing. I think it's trickier for Democrats to handle if we're looking at this from a partisan angle. The fewer Democrats that comment on it would make it, if you will, less Democratic driven or the appearance of less partisan. You know, President Biden, if you believe him, claimed last night that he was not aware at all of the intentions of the Department of Justice and their actions are not within, you know, his purview. That goes to the Attorney General. So I don't expect, and Pelosi will say whatever Pelosi is going to want to say, but I would not expect actually too many Democrats to comment. If they do comment, it would be a standard, hey, look, you know, even former presidents are citizens. All citizens are required to follow the law. And, you know, if a regulatory agency thinks that any citizen is not following the law, they have the right to look into those things.
I guess, you know, all of this is conjecture. More and more folks are saying that this has to do with missing White House documents under the Presidential Records Act. The fact that there's been in modern times as well, going back this act, I believe, came about as a result of actions by former President Richard Nixon. It took a few years, but I think in 1978 it did pass. I read through the Presidential Records Act there, and nothing really much that I found obnoxious at all, very, very mundane and seemed to be fairly easy to comply with. It's pretty clear the records belong to the public. The president is in control of the records while he's in office, but once he leaves office, the National Archives and a director of the National Archives is then in control of those documents. And it's just, I don't know, it just seems a little squeamish, childish, what's going on here.
Yeah, I think, you know, on the surface, what we hear publicly is that, you know, presidents are charged with specific instructions on how to preserve documents both while they're in office and after they're in office. And they have to preserve them and hand them over to the National Archives. If they don't hand them to the National Archives, then it needs to be clearly specified where they are and whether they're secure. I'm highly doubtful, and I think most people are doubtful, that the Department of Justice would utilize the FBI in such a high-profile fashion to collect mundane National Archive-related presidential records. I think we possibly have two other items at stake. One has been verified, and one can only be substantiated. The verified is among the documents were classified documents, and there are a very much stricter set of rules as to how classified documents are to be maintained. That's what got Hillary Rodham Clinton in trouble and became such a huge issue. So are there classified documents that are not being kept in a proper fashion or have not been released in a proper fashion? And then third is, and this has kind of sort of been related to the previous investigations of the president, there's been a pattern of pushing the boundaries of federal law. And do or are there documents related to prior investigations that may have related information or more information in regards to his handling of the January 6th incident or his prior incidents with Russia and the Ukraine? That part is speculation.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting, and I believe, and I think because of my law enforcement background, in order for the FBI to get a warrant like this of a former president, they have someone giving them current, relevant, credible information that no one else could give, that has access to something that creates this exigency, right? Because as you said, unless it is something that is classified in nature, this would actually be an overreach, in my view.
Right.
But the president had already been given the opportunity to turn all these records over. And I remind the listening audience, he had turned back, I think, 15 boxes of documents that he had actually taken from the White House because he was fast and loose with removing documents from his office to the residential side of the White House that is frowned upon. Because, right, you know, there are folks that work up there that don't have security clearances that might be able to see these documents. And he was kind of fast and loose with the manner in which he handled these documents. And I know a lot of folks say, well, you're making a big deal out of nothing. But if you have, and I think you would agree, if you have agents working overseas on a particular case or action by the State Department or others, or the CIA or others, you don't want them compromised because somebody working in the White House happens to see a document and is silly drinking at a bar one night and starts mentioning it. It's actually happened before. So it's not out of the realm of possibility, right?
Right. You know, and I think we would all agree, regardless of partisan nature, that there are individuals who are doing very sensitive things on behalf of the United States, and we don't want to compromise, however accidental it might be. You know, I don't think Trump is inherently necessarily doing anything malicious. He's just, as you indicated, he's just being a little fast and loose, maybe a little careless with sensitive information. It could be individuals, it could be technology, it could be strategies, it could be threats. We don't know. And at least publicly, the largest concern is just making sure that top secret documents or classified documents are properly secured. I mean, you can take classified documents out of governmental entities, but there are procedures for that. And the first point that you raised, I think, is very important. You know, we have a judicial mechanism that sets forth very clear rules about executing warrants. And judges and prosecutors are scrutinized on these rules. And I think most of the time, a high percentage of the time, these are not partisan affairs. These are very clear legal maneuverings. And I don't think, especially when you have former presidents or former politicians or, you know, former significant individuals in government, I don't think they would just issue warrants lightly. Judges are not, you know, immune to the consequences. And they know the ramifications of these type of things. So there must have been something presented clearly serious enough for a judge to say, yes, you can look in the residence of a former president.
Yeah. You know, and I guess there's a part of me, he was given the opportunity to turn everything over. And actually, as I read through the Presidential Records Act, he's actually not entitled to keep anything, right? I mean, there's a process. If he wants to declassify something, he has to do it while he's president, not after he's out. And so the rules are very much designed that if there's a question about something, he can't unilaterally designate something in some way in order to protect himself. And that goes both as president and as a former president. And they're specifically designed that way because of the way that they came into existence. And it was all about the Nixon tapes. Nixon wanted to destroy the tapes. And, you know, that case, I think, went all the way up to the Supreme Court, if my memory serves me correct. And that's how this whole body of law, you know, started and was generated was over that. So he can't, because I heard a lot of talking heads last night talking about, well, he's got the authority to do this, but not really, not as the former president, and not without going through a process of doing so. And I think the minimum day, there's like minimum days of 30 or 60 or 90 days. So they it's never a snap decision where you can decide, oh, yeah, remember that document over there? I could do with it. I've decided to, you know, declassify. It doesn't work that way.
Correct. You know, and that's the heart of this, is that there are records that have to be preserved. There are processes for either, you know, unveiling or keeping or moving. And I mean, I think you can say this safely in a nonpartisan fashion, but you currently have an individual who is displaying a bit of disdain towards those rules and procedures, and former president or not, there's a proper way of handling things, you know, and if you're not going to follow the rules and the procedures, then there is a consequence. And I think anybody would agree that a current president or a former president is never above the law.
Yeah. You know, I just kind of go back to this, and I don't know, but I think that there's going to be an informant involved in this case, because that would make it as the most palatable way to handle this if you've got an exigency issue, right, for preservation of a document that may be destroyed or otherwise. And, you know, he talks – he shoots from the hip and speaks off the cuff all the time. the best person, the person that is in the best position to avoid all of this is Donald Trump. I mean, you know, trying to look at this in a nonpartisan way, because I'm one of those, the law is the law. Like it or not, you got to comply. You took an oath. And when you take that oath, you don't get to pick and choose which ones you want to adhere to or not. And, you know, in keeping consistent with that, as I talk about that on the show, the best person to have avoided all of this is him. He was in control. He decided to take 15, 16, however many boxes of documents out of there. He was aware that they had objected to it. He was aware that they asked for it. And he had the ability to hand every single last document over, plain and simple.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can't disagree, and I don't know who could disagree. You know, he took boxes. He didn't do so in a proper fashion. They politely asked for them to be returned, but he's kept them where they're at. And, you know, now we're having to see law enforcement get in the way because he just won't follow the rules.
Yeah. And I know that there are people, I like you, I don't think they told Biden, and I tell you why. Because with the Hunter Biden situation looming out there, if Merrick Garland, who is an appointed subject of this Biden administration, and the rest of the political folks involved, the best way to protect Biden is to not tell Biden about this and for him to have absolutely no knowledge of it. Because the political fallout, I think, is far greater if they had coordinated with Biden and Biden had, you know, rendered an opinion one way or opined on this one way or the other or asked questions about it, which would be documented because all of these calls are documented and would be ultimately revealed at some point in time. Too dangerous. I don't think they did it.
It'd be very dangerous. And I think there's a long-term political ramification that would be very dangerous. The United States has largely done a good job of steering from post-presidential recriminations and investigations and hunts, so to speak. We don't want to start a trend where a current president investigates a former president simply be out of partisan politics and political rivalries. I mean, that's bad form. It's a bad statement. It's not supposed to be done. But I think the other side is also accurate. If there is zero communication and all communications are documented and there's zero communication between the Justice Department and the Biden administration on this, you know, President Biden has every fair ability to say, this wasn't my decision. I had no idea. This isn't anything I did. And if you got questions, you need to talk to the Justice, you know, Department. And there's no issue as long as the Attorney General of the United States is also following all of the rules and procedures.
And look, the best thing that could happen to Trump is that they got nothing. Because if they got nothing, he's going to hit a home run. A home run. He can spin this thing any way he wants, but politically, it will be a home run for him if they turned up with nothing.
Yeah, and that, I think, and any investigatory agency, to include the Attorney General, is not ignorant, you know, of their maneuvers and whether their maneuvers carry political ramifications. If they're in fact absolutely nothing in this, they will have given him an enormous amount of fuel to kickstart not only his campaign, but the campaigns of the surrogates. We have midterms coming up in about 90 days. A lot of Trump-backed individuals have won their primaries over more moderate or establishment Republicans, and Trump himself is said to still be considering a 2024 candidacy, and this would be the type of thing that could lead to donations and rallies and a furor for him to come back into presidential politics.
Yep, no doubt. Thank you so much for joining us. Truly appreciate your time and your insight, Dr. Joshua Stockley from the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you for the invitation. You guys have a great day.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.